ジャパニーズポート101じゃない。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Lesson, Lori's Story 11. How to Give Your Phone Number. My name is Eric, and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
今日は telephone numbers.
Yeah, how to give and receive telephone numbers, huh? That's really important. You know, you make friends, you need their number.So I can assume that Lori is getting somebody's phone number?
I think she's getting someone's telephone number.
All right. Sounds good. Let's listen.
こんにちは。留学生のロリー・ネイラーです。水木さん、お願いします。
あ、はい。水木さん、お客さんです。
あ、おはようございます、ロリーさん。これはロリーさんの携帯です。はい、どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
サインお願いします。それから私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。登録お願いします。
あ、もう一度お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは。留学生のロリー・ネイラーです。水木さん、お願いします。
あ、はい。水木さん、お客さんです。
あ、おはようございます。ロリーさん、これはロリーさんの携帯です。はい、どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
サインお願いします。それから私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。登録お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。
今度は英語が入ります。
こんにちは。留学生のロリー・ネイラーです。水木さん、お願いします。
Hi, I'm Lori Naylor, an exchange student. Can I talk to Mr. Mizuki, please?
あ、はい。水木さん、お客さんです。
Sure, Mr. Mizuki, you have a visitor.
あ、おはようございます、ロリーさん。これはロリーさんの携帯です。はい、どうぞ。
Hi, Lori. How are you? Here's your cell phone.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
サインお願いします。それから私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。登録お願いします。
Your signature, please. And my phone number is 090-9876-5432. Please add my number to your address book.
もう一度お願いします。
あ、one more time, please.
Oh, that was a little complicated, wasn't it, Naomi-sensei?
Oh, yeah.
What exactly happened there? Lori went into the office.
Yes, and asked for Mr. Mizuki.
Okay, and the receptionist called Mr. Mizuki to come out. Mr. Mizuki came, and then?
He gave Lori a cell phone.
I wish the study abroad office at my school would do that.
Maybe she's a short-term exchange student.
Ah, lucky. So she got a phone, and then what happened?
And Mr. Mizuki gave his telephone number. I think it's cell phone number.
That's right. And how would you know it's his cell phone number?
Because the number starts with 090.
That's right. All 090 phone numbers are cell phones, right?
Right.
And there's so many 090 numbers now that they have another prefix that also means cell phone, right? What is it?
080.
080. And actually, I think some other cell phones have 070 as well, right?
Right.
If you get a call from one of those numbers, you know it's a cell phone.
Yeah. And one thing, when I translated this dialogue,
There are two things which were difficult for me.
What were they?
The first phrase is, お客さんです.
Ah, a customer, a client.
Yeah. But Lori is not really a customer, right?
That's
She's
right,
She's a
yeah.
student.
Right, but in Japanese, you would anyone who's visiting an office is automatically お客さん, right? Yeah, I guess in English, we would just say, in the case of the receptionist, we would say, someone is here to see you, Mr. Mizuki, right? Yeah, we wouldn't refer to them as customers or clients.
I see. And the second phrase that I found difficult is 登録 お願いします.
Ah,
register,
toroku,
please.
Right, to register. Right, you use that often to talk about registering phone numbers, storing phone numbers and data into a phone, like a contact list, and you ask people to register you. But yeah, it sounds a little bit strange in English, even though it does make sense, you know, to register
my phone number,
a phone number somewhere. That makes sense by itself, but you usually don't really say that. You would say, add me to your phone or save my number, you know, something like that, something to
put
the effect.
Put it in?
Yeah, put it in. Yeah, and any way you like, right? There's no convenient word like 登録.
面白いですね. Interesting. Okay, then. 次は単語です.
Ooh, a curveball from Naomi-sensei. Naomi-sensei, what did you just say?
Next, we have vocab.
That's right. You're taking over as host, aren't you? you're planning the coup. So break it down. What did you say?
次.
Next.
わ.
The topic marking particle.
単語
vocabulary or word
です
the copula
次は単語です
next we have vocabulary and from now on we're probably going to start saying all of the section introductions in Japanese to keep you on your toes okay our first word is
こんにちは
hello good day
こんにちはこんにちは
the next word is
留学生
Foreign student.
留学生
The next word is?
お客さん
Guest, visitor, customer, client.
お客さん
The next word is?
携帯
Mobile phone.
携帯
The next word is?
Sign.
Signature, autograph.
Sign.
The next word is?
電話番号.
Telephone number.
電話番号. 電話番号.
The next word is?
登録.
Registration. Record.
登録. 登録.
And the last word is?
受付.
Reception desk. Information desk.
受付
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of these words, Naomi-sensei. Okay, we learned mobile phone, right?
携帯
Right, and then when you said it in slow motion, you said 携帯 But when you pronounce it normally, you don't really say E in the middle.
Right, 携帯
Yeah, you just sort of extend the A sound, 携帯, right? Is that common or is that just your pronunciation?
I hope it's not my pronunciation. I think it's common.
I knew that. I was leading you guys on. No, but really, everyone really does say keitai. And in general, as a rule, when you have words with e in the middle, you usually extend the e. For example, English.
英語.
That's right. If you were to separate it by characters, it's 英語. But right. when you say it,
英語.
英語.
And 映画 too, like movies.
Movie, 映画. Right?
映画.
There you go.
Actually, 携帯 is an abbreviation of 携帯電話.
Yeah, you're right, because the word 携帯 by itself doesn't mean mobile phone.
It means like something carried.
That's right, something carried, something portable, something that you can carry around with you, right? Anything can be 携帯 if it's, you know, if it fits in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I've seen people who smoke carry around these portable ashtrays.
Oh, yeah. Ashtray is 灰皿.
Haizara, right? So,
携帯 haizara.
That's their portable ashtrays that they wear around their neck when they're smoking. So, anything can be 携帯. But when you say the word 携帯 just by itself, it almost always usually means cell phone.
Isn't it same in English?
Oh, yeah, more or less the same. Like, not everybody just says cell phone. They say my cell or my mobile, right?
そうですね、携帯.
And our next word, we actually already talked about it. It's
お客さん.
Customer, client, right? We talked about it. But it's actually not just one word by itself. You probably won't find the word お客さん in the dictionary.
Right.
What is the actual word that's in the dictionary that means customer, client?
客.
客, right? So for some reason, you add お and to the beginning and san to the end.
Mm-hmm. O is honorific prefix and san is polite suffix. So if you're going to be polite, if you're going to speak polite, you have to add those.
That's right. So you're just making it extremely polite. You can actually call your client お客さん to them directly and mm-hmm. it's perfectly okay, right?
Right.
Because it's very polite. Adding politeness to the beginning and to the end. So what's our next word, Naomi-sensei?
お願いします.
Ah, we say it all the time, don't we?
Hi, we've already covered the function of お願いします, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So what do we have today?
There are three sentences. Mizuki-san, お願いします.
It literally means, Mr. Mizuki, please. But really, it means, may I speak to Mr. Mizuki? And then we have...
Sign, お願いします.
Your signature, please. Or, can you please sign here? And the last one is...
登録, お願いします.
Literally, registration, please. Or, it actually means, could you add me to your contact list? Right, so this word, onegaishimasu, is pretty versatile.
Nah.
As we've talked about in the past. So basically, when asking for any sort of request, you just have to say what you want, comma, onegaishimasu, right?
Right, because onegaishimasu is a magic word.
That's right, it's the magic phrase. Somebody put that in the sound effect again. Magic phrase. You did it last time. It was good. I liked it.
次は文法です。Next,
we have grammar.
文法はグラマー ですね。
That's right. 文法 is grammar. So, what is our first piece of 文法 today?
私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。Okay,
today's grammar is not actually grammar. It's a target phrase, right? Phone numbers. So, what's your phone number, Naomi-sensei? Hook it up.
私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。Is
that actually your phone number?
No.
Oh man, if I call this number... Hey, everybody, do not call this number. It's probably some random person, just like a regular person. It looks like a real phone number, so it probably works. But anyway, what did you say? You said...
私の...
My...
電話...
Telephone...
番号
number
は
topic marker
090-9876-5432
090-9876-5432
です
copula. Hey, your phone number is really easy to remember. In a previous lesson, we learned the numbers, right, Naomi-sensei?
Right.
From 0 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mentioned there that another way of saying 0 besides 0 is maru, right?
Hi.
For phone numbers, you can't say maru. It'll sound strange.
We don't usually say maru.
Like, for example, every phone number or every cell phone starts with 090. If you say maru, Q, maru, it's weird, right?
You're right.
Yeah, nobody says it. So watch out. Don't say maru.
For phone numbers, yeah.
But for house numbers and addresses and everything else, it's okay. Okay, we just learned how to give your phone number, but now you want to ask for a phone number. Once upon a time, in lesson 2, we learned the sentence structure...
Such and such wa nan desu ka?
What is such and such? So, we're going to use that now to ask for your phone number.
Phone number in Japanese is denwa bango. So, denwa bango wa nan desu ka?
That's good. But what if this person has a cell phone, a landline, and a fax machine? How would you ask them for the cell phone number?
Ketai is cell phone.
That's right.
So, we put no after it and 携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
That's the same no that has possessive function that we learned before. It's like adding an apostrophe S to the end of the word. What is your 携帯's number?
携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
What is your cell phone number? But sometimes you might not want to know your friend's number, but your friend's friend's number.
失礼だな。
Hey, I don't
want to meet. You don't want my number, but you want my friend's number?
That's not what I meant, Naomi-sensei. No, somebody save me. Quick. Okay.
Okay. So if you want Lori's telephone number,
That's exactly what I meant. I know you know Lori.
Lori-san の電話番号は何ですか?
That's pretty straightforward. You say the person's name, no, and then what we learned before, 電話番号は何ですか? And you don't want to know Lori's fax machine, but you want to know her cell phone number.
Lori-san の携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
That's pretty specific. Okay, let's practice by learning some of the most important phone numbers that you might need to use. Hey, your bike, you can't find it anymore. You think it's stolen.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, you parked your bike in front of the convenience store. You went in, you got your onigiri, you came back out. No more bike.
Oh, so you want to call police then?
Yeah, I think I need to call the police. What would I do? Who would I call?
警察 is police. So, 警察の電話番号は何ですか?
What's the number for the police?
In Japan, it's 110 です。
110.
はい。
And be careful because that's not a general emergency number. That's only for the police.
Ah, right.
So then, you know, I'm here, I'm doing something, and then I tripped and I broke my leg.
Oh, no.
I need an ambulance.
Ambulance is QQ.
QQ. And that's for medical emergencies, right?
はい。QQ の電話番号は何ですか?
What is it?
119です。
119. These numbers are real, by the way, guys.
はい、そうです。
So, if you really need the police, call 110. And if you really need an ambulance or medical assistance... Wait, is the fire truck different?
The fire truck is same as QQ.
So, if you need medical assistance or you need a fire truck and there's a fire in your place, 119.
Right.
And if you're in America and you have any emergency at all...
アメリカのエマージェンシーの電話番号は何ですか?
That's perfect. You can just use no to connect any sort of information about the phone number that you want. And the number is?
911 です。
911.
はい。
Okay, everybody, are you feeling quizzical? Remember to stop by JapanesePod101.com to take some of our quizzes. We have content questions, grammar questions, and vocab questions accompanying every lesson to help you test what you learned. Taking these quizzes together with listening to the podcast will really help you become a master. I said a master of basic Japanese skills, which is what you need, you know? So, have fun. See you next time.
じゃあまた。
こんにちは。留学生のロリー・ネイラーです。水木さん、お願いします。
あ、はい。水木さん、お客さんです。
あ、おはようございます、ロリーさん。これはロリーさんの携帯です。はい、どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
サインお願いします。それから私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。登録お願いします。
あ、もう一度お願いします。